do drugs during the break. I don't know. Makes them more responsible.
I think taking a more encouraging approach, too. Cause like
a half dozen high school students and three adults sit around a table in a cluttered office that could be described as nonprofit chic. Posters and bulletin boards on the walls, stacks of papers and brochures everywhere, and of course, pizza. It's the headquarters of the Addiction Prevention Coalition, and you're about to hear something unusual from a nicely dressed middle-class 30-something.
For me, it started out with getting hooked on pain pills, and I loved the way that made me feel. And from that moment on, I was bound and determined to find that same feeling. It was like all of a sudden I felt normal, you know, like, I can breathe. And so it got to the point where the painkillers were too hard to find. When somebody offered me the IV needle and heroin, I said, sure.
Elizabeth Drennan's confession is unusual, not because she's admitting to addiction and not because she doesn't look like an old stereotype of a user. Her confession's unusual at this meeting because an adult was doing the talking.
Things like that don't really matter at our school.
Unlike old-school drug programs, the Addiction Prevention Coalition's approach is student-driven. The kids decide how best to tackle the problem. Their approaches are as diverse as the 12 area schools APC serves, and so are their reasons for getting involved.
I had a father who actually used drugs, and it touched me, and it just made me want to think, like, hey, maybe there's other people out there through your situation you can go and help somebody and tell them, like, hey, you're not alone. I'm here. I can help you.
That's Joshua Bibbs, a senior at St. Clair County High. His friend Jayla Jenkins, a junior at Hoover's Spain Park, says kids are mixing codeine with soda to make dirty Sprite. That troubles her, partly because addictions took both her grandfathers.
So I never really got to have a relationship with them, and that really hurt me because, you know, everybody wants to be like, hey, Papa, you know, and I never got that. So I want people that I know to live healthy and long lives.
These students meet at the APC office to compare notes, get strategy ideas, and just talk. But when they're back in their schools, figuring out how best to get their peers' attention is up to them. Here's Alabama School of Fine Arts senior and APC chapter president Jasmine Ravana.
We did yoga. We did a flash mob, actually, so we try to do fun things so people realize we're not a boring club where we just preach. And you don't have to be on drugs to join the club. You don't have to know anyone who does it. You just have to want to learn.
She says she knows of graduates using heroin, and she's seen the problem up close through her APC chapter's work at the Foundry, a recovery program in Bessemer. Jasmine's school counselor, Dina Marble, says staff have seen just a few cases of heroin use in students. But that's more than they've ever seen before, and she wants to keep those numbers small or zero. She appreciates the Prevention Coalition's bottom-up approach.
They are insightful enough to know that the students are the ones who have a pulse on the community, and the adults in that program are very present, and they're empowering students to help them get some things done that they may not be able to do by themselves.
And that's good, because heroin's been getting cheaper. Though school staff are reluctant to go on record, many say they're seeing more and more across the state. And it doesn't matter if you're in a nice neighborhood. Matter of fact, check this chat with former addict Brad Blunt of well-to-do Vestavia Hills.
Do you think the fact that kids around here have a little more money to play with, I mean, might that even be kind of like a handicap, a detriment in a way?
I mean, it is. I mean, regardless of how you want to look at it, it's a blessing and also a curse at the same time. If you give your kid $100 a week, what if they go out to a movie? Okay, I mean, go out to a movie and maybe dinner. What's the rest going to?
Blunt's given talks to hundreds of people in his hometown, which has seen a rise in overdoses, but has also admitted the problem and faced it head on. The Addiction Prevention Coalition gave Vestavia Hills its first ever Community Impact Award this winter. So, in a very real way, though it seems strange to say, heroin is actually a uniter. As students, counselors, judges, and police will tell you, it easily straddles the demographic lines that separate us. It also unites people who know about addiction in the sense that it brings out pretty much the same plea for anyone connected with young people.
Just make sure you talk to your kids.
My advice would be just to remain open. Sometimes when we're very, very close to kids, we feel like we know everything they're doing, and sometimes they may be involved when they seem like they're holding everything else together.
Be open with your kid. Don't try to lie to them about the drugs. Don't try to scare them. Tell the truth.
And finally, a voice you haven't heard yet, APC Prevention Coordinator Renee Smith. She says kids struggling with drug issues tell her one thing all the time.
I would love to talk to my parents about this issue, but I'm afraid. They really just want real answers.
For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.